أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي Verse number 260 of Surah Baqarah. Allah speaks of a third incident. So the first incident was the incident of the debate which took place between Ibrahim alayhi salam and the king of Babylon, Namrud. The second incident which we discussed yesterday was that of Uzair alayhi salam when he passed by a village that was totally destroyed and perished. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him how he will bring this village and the inhabitants of this village back to life. Ibrahim alayhi salam, once he said to Allah, Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ And remember when Ibrahim said, رَبِّي أَوْ مَا رَبْ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى أَوْ مَا رَبْ Show me how you will give life to the dead. So he also made a similar request. So he asked Allah that, Oh Allah, I'd love to witness it. I'd love to see it. How you will give life to those things which have perished. قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ Ibrahim, are you asking this because you do not believe? Is it because you do not believe in my power and in my ability? Is that why you are asking me to show you how I will bring the dead back to life? قَالَ بَلَى Of course I do believe in your power. Of course I do believe that you have the full ability to do so. وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي But I would love my heart to find peace. I want my heart to find peace, to be fully content. Ibrahim alayhi salam, of course, and every one of us, we believe that Allah has the ability to do it. Allah has the ability to bring dead back to life. But sometimes there is this inquisitive nature that a person might have, or a person has this, this inquiring mind. That I would love to see it really happen. How it's going to happen. Every one of us. Because it is a phenomenon that's beyond our comprehension. It's unimaginable. That how a person who has died thousands of years ago, whose bones and whose body is reduced to dust, and you find others whose bones and whose bodies have been reduced to ashes completely. So sometimes the question might come to mind, I'd love to really know how it's going to happen, because it's something that we do not experience and it's beyond our comprehension. So he says, Oh Allah, I just want my heart to find peace. I really want to see it, how it happens. This is known as itmi'nan, itmi'nanul qalb, that the heart is fully at peace with the power and the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest level that a person can reach, the level of itmi'nan, and that is why we strive throughout our lives to reach that level of itmi'nan. When you reach the level of itmi'nan, your nafs is known as nafsul mutma'innah, nafsul mutma'innah. And we strive all our life to reach this level of itmi'nan. So Ibrahim alayhi salam says, Oh Allah, I would love to experience that itmi'nan where my heart is completely and totally at rest and at peace. Allah says, fine. قَالَ فَخُذْ أَرْبَعَةً مِنَ الطَّيْرِ O Ibrahim, take four birds. Allah told him he must go out there and look for four birds and keep these birds with him as pets. They should remain with him for a period of time and he should keep them as pets. فَصُرْهُنَّ إِلَيْكَ And they should become so domesticated and so tamed, Allah says, and train them to respond to your call. That is how trained they must be. And that is how domesticated they must be and how close they should be to you, O Ibrahim, that you enjoy such a relationship with them and they are so tamed that when you call out to them in whichever way, you perhaps whistle out to them or you shout out to them, they are so tamed, they recognize your voice and they will respond to you and come back to you. That is how domesticated they should be. So Allah knows how long it took Ibrahim alayhi salam to first define these four birds and to train them to his call and allow them to reach that level of domestication. ثُمَّ جَعَلْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبَلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. Once you have achieved this and you have trained them to your call, that they can respond to you when you call out to them, Allah then tells him, take these birds, slaughter these birds, chop them up into pieces, make mincemeat out of them with everything, the bones, the flesh, the feathers, and everything, every limb of these birds, chop it up and mix it all up together, all the different four birds. You should not keep the limbs of each bird separately, but take these four birds and mix them all up and their portions. Then وَجْعَلْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ جَبْلٍ مِّنْهُنَّ جُزْءًا. Then take a portion and place it on different mountain tops. In your surrounding area, there are four or five different mountains. Take a portion from all this which you have chopped up and you have combined. Take some, put it on the top of one mountain. Take another portion, put it on the top of another mountain. Take another portion, put it on different mountains in that area and different hills in that area. Once you have done this, ثُمَّ ادْعُهُنَّ, then call out to them, as you called out to them when they were alive. Then call out to these birds, يَأْتِينَكَ سَعْيَا. Allah says they will come running to you. They will come running to you. And Mufassirin explained that this is exactly what happened. Ibrahim alayhi salam acted upon the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is what he did. And when he called out and shouted out to those birds, and he let out that cry which they were familiar to and which they would respond to, these birds miraculously, Ibrahim alayhi salam witnessed the bones flying from one mountain to the other, the meat flying from one mountain to the other, the feathers right before his eyes, and these birds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assembled them in their former state, and they came running to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, wa'lam, and you should know, anna Allah azizun hakim, that Allah is aziz, Allah is the almighty, Allah has the ability to do everything and anything, nothing is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is hakim, Allah is the all wise. May Allah grant us the understanding.